At the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov, on his way to Choron, I think that exactly, on his way to Choron, and he remembered he had a David, and he was Kritzus Aderech. I think that exactly when this took place. This didn't happen in Choron. It sounds like from one of the Rashi's, he went to Choron, and he was close to Choron, and he realized he didn't David, and he went backwards. I didn't know exactly where the Kritzus Aderech took place, but just the chronology of what happened, I didn't have it exactly clear. But in either case, the pasuk says, "Vayitzkov amokom, vayolinsham." He got to this place and he went to sleep there. Kivu Hashemesh, because the sun set. Rashi and other Mefarshim says that it wasn't the Zman Shkia Sachama. It just all of a sudden the sun set. So the sun set, he has to go to sleep. It was dark. Vayikach mi'avni ha'mokom vayosem rashosav, and he took the rocks and he put it under his head. Vayishka v'mokom ahu, and he went to sleep over there. Then he had this dream, this famous Rayachlam, had this dream, there's a ladder going to the Shemayim, and the Malachim going up and down. Hashem appeared to him, gave him all these haftachas, you'll spread all over, I always be with you. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso, and then Yaakov wakes up, Vayomer, and he says, Achen yesh Hashem amokam hazeh, that there is Hashem in this place, v'nochol yadati, and I didn't know. Vayira, and he was afraid, vayomar manora amokam hazeh, how I assume kadosh this place is, ein zeki in beis Elokim v'zeh shara shemayim. So the Sfarno says, Vanochi lo yadati, and I didn't know. This is a manor. What do you say? Achen yesh Hashem amakam hazeh. Vanochi lo yadati. Zok the Sefarno. She ilu yadati. Because had I known, hayisi mechin atzmi lenavua below kenasisi, I would have prepared myself for nevua below kenasisi. I didn't do that. And the next Sephorno, which regrettably got cut off, Vayira, on the next pasuk, Vayira, and he was afraid, and just two words, this one says, Ashim Gaso, on his shogig. On his shogig. So, this shmooze I want to say, I'm pretty sure I heard a part of it from Rabbi Nyman, Shmuel Nyman, Shlita. But I want to say it over and defend it. So the Sfarno says, Shili Yadati, he's Himechen Atzmi L'Nevuah. had I known, I would have prepared myself for Nevuah below Cain Asisi, but I didn't do that. And by Yira, and then he was afraid, Al Shigazo on his mistake. But if you look at Rashi earlier, when Rashi says that he went to sleep here, Vayishka Bamakamahu, Rashi, which I apologize, did not get onto the Marmakoma sheet, but Rashi on Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Loshan Miyad. Vayishav Ramakam Ahu, he went to sleep here, Dafka here, but also Makam Shachav. In this place he slept. Aval Yud Dalit Shanim Shashimesh Bebeis Aver, Lo Shachav Balayla. But for the 14 years that he learned Bebeis Aver, he did not sleep. Shahaya Osek B'Torah, as the Medrash says, he was involved, he was learning Torah for 14 years. So the kasha is, what is Yaakov regretting? Lamaisa, for 14 years, now that means it's the first night that he slept. In 14 years, he's coming from Yeshiva Sever. Seems it's not Yeshiva Shemva Sever, as most people say, oh, it's... this point, the shame wasn't there, whatever, she was Aver. And for 14 years, he was learning. And to such an extent that he didn't sleep. So you can imagine if he didn't sleep, the stomach, he wasn't bottling either when he was up. It was pretty solid learning. 14 years. Masara, he was learning for 14 years. And it's a pretty... you know, you can imagine what Yaakov Avinu was doing in those 14 years. And Mamash didn't sleep. And yet Yaakov Avinu is saying that Achen Yesh Hashem B'mokam Hazeh B'nochi Lo Yadati. Had I known, I would have prepared myself. I would have prepared myself more. So first I was thinking maybe he's like feeling, maybe there's Hilchos Nevuah. Maybe, I don't know the halachas of Nevuah, but maybe there's, halachas that before you go to Nevuah, you have to go to the mikvah, maybe other halachas. Maybe he's just lamenting the fact that, you know, because of that, he wished he would be able to go to the mikvah. This is not, it's not mashma like that from the Sforno. Shiri Yadati, he used to mechen atzmi. I would have prepared myself. And then there's Vayira, and he made him, and he's afraid, Ashidagoso, on his shogeg. Again, now shogeg is not mazes, but if the sun sets, pisom, Rashi says, suddenly, so what do you want? He's going about his merry way, he's been learning 14 years straight, and it's almost like he has a pacha now. I mean, if it's totally onus, he's walking down the street, all of a sudden, in the middle of, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden becomes pitch black, and all of a sudden, and the Nevuah comes to him. So what's he afraid of? Onus Rachmana Patre, what did he do wrong? It sounds like, Zechora, that there's some shogeg here, there's some culpability on Yaakov Avinu's part that he did something wrong. Yaakov Avinu saying, I don't put a tine on him, but he felt it was a tine on him. So it's mashma, you're welcome to argue, talk about it, but it's mashma that he's lamenting that he would have prepared himself during these 14 years. I should have been preparing myself for this eventuality. This could have happened. I should have prepared myself. No, despite the fact that he was learning for 14 years. It was not a moment's batala. He didn't even take a moment out to sleep. He was learning Kala Tarakula. But had he prepared himself more, he could have accomplished more. He would have been more prepared for this Nevuah. Which amazing Kiddush. That Yaakov Avinu, with all of his learning and all his capacities, could have done even more. I was thinking with his family, the Roger Bannister Shmuz, had he... yeah, have a target, a higher target, he would have pushed more. Maybe you could say something like that, but even Yaakov himself, he could have pushed more. to have accomplished in those 14 years, or maybe even more than 14 years in his whole life, had he been preparing for Nevuah. He wasn't preparing for Nevuah properly. He didn't say hair. You know, I didn't know. Okay, we'll have to discuss that one. Then the Ralbag there's three quick Ralbags. Hatulot Harishon Hu B'Midos. V'hu Sheroi L'Adam L'Shmoa B'Kol Horov. A person should listen to the voice of his parents. V'zeh Heyer HaKosov. That's why the Torah enlightened us. Sheyitzias Yaakov Miber Sheva Hoysel Alechas L'Charan Kasher Tzivu Oso Horov. That Yaakov leaving Beersheba was to go to Haran as his parents commanded. I assume this is referring to Rivka's command that he should go to Beis Lavan. Slightly new print. It makes it much harder to find. But it seems from here that it wasn't just Stam Rivka told Yaakov to go to Beis Lavan. It wasn't one of these blind. Have just trust me. Esav was ready to kill him. And Rivka said, you know, go to Beis Lavan. It seemed like a plausible plan. It's a logical plan. Yet, Yaakov, it seems, is getting accolades here, is getting a certain measure of praise, of shvach, because he listened to his mother. I was trying to find the Arch Tzaddikim, which says even more, brings down this Maisa, that, I'll get the other print, we'll find it, that the reason it says why Yaakov was Zolcha to the Shiftei Ka is Bishkus that he listened to his mother. It's even more mind-boggling. It's not so pushy to listen, for people don't like being told what to do, you know, was Rivka's idea. And yet, it seems, even from the Ralbag, Hatawala Sarishan, I mean, it was a pushy thing to do. It's like, what's the big raya from here? Shavar la'adam l'shmoa b'kol horov. Elamai, it sounds like there must have been some type of nisayan for Yaakov that he had to overcome. And the chorus, I'm suggesting that maybe the Nisayan was that person likes to figure it out by himself. You told me to do. I have a different opinion. Maybe I'll do something else. Or go hide, I don't know, and hide in a cave in Afghanistan. There are different possibilities. But even this, just it seems like such a simple thing, but yet the Ralbag is saying this is the Tawelas Ubimidos. You should listen to Kol Horov. So it sounds like there was some type of nisayan for Yaakov not to listen. So if Yaakov has that nisayan, it sounds like maybe a tevatika thing, that we have that. We have to realize that we have to be careful. We have nisayan not to listen. And even on things that it seems it makes a shtickle sense. It wasn't a crazy suggestion. If it was a crazy suggestion, okay, so that's why, that's the Tuelis, that's the praise, but it wasn't a crazy suggestion. Number two, HaTuelis HaSheni Hu B'Midos, Sheroi La'adam Kishiyase Pulosav, it's roi for a person when he does his deeds, Sheyase B'Zrizus, he should do it with Zrizus. Lo Yis'atza B'Hem, he shouldn't be lazy, Ki Atzola Mida Meguna Ma'od, it's right there. Recheke Sa'adam Mikol Shlemus, it takes a person away from Shlemus. Ulizeh Sipra Torah Sheyakov Lon. Oh. Okay, I didn't realize the next page, I'm sorry. Ulizeh Sipra Torah Sheyakov Lon, the Mokamahu. I apologize. That's why the Torah says that Yaakov slept in that place. The Meshach cried Bo Hashemesh, because the sun set. But you make a deal. Why did Yaakov sleep over there? Only because the sun set. But if not for the fact that the sun set, he would not have been lazy. He would have kept on going. Well, as those Hasiba, for this reason, Gam came Zachar, that's what the Torah also says in the next passage, Shekar Hishkim Yaakov Aboka left at the Dago. That Yaakov woke up the next day early to leave. This also seems to be pretty amazing. Yaakov is on his way to Haran. He goes to Davin. His mamish, anes happens. The Mepharshim say that it was, I think, it was a 17-day travel that he did in a couple of hours. And yet, you know, again, coming off a pretty solid 14-year career in learning, and yet he gets a big pat on the back because he was pretty close to saying, you know, if not for the fact that the sun set, he was a shtickel holding by a shtickel, obviously, if it's not a nisayon, then it's not a praise. So, but let's call it a day. We accomplished enough today. Look how far we got. I don't know. That sounds like Yaakov was a shtickel that he was going to say, okay, we accomplished enough today. Let's call it a day. Set up shop. But Yaakov, you know, we'll keep pushing. So evidently you see also, I know is this a chiddush or not, we have to discuss that, but the chorah that for Yaakov Avinu, you see that even that was you wouldn't think that Yaakov would be stymied by what apparently is just a tevadika atlas. So again, same idea. If Yaakov is being challenged by this simple atzis, we have to recognize that it's teva. And even when he's on a mission over here, he's listening to his mother, nisim going on, yet still, even the next day, you know, if a nace happens, pizza derech happens, nevuah, still, vayashkim Yaakov aboker, he didn't give in to the atzis. Even after all these things are happening, he's still challenged by the need of Atos. And the last, Rabbag, by Kawalas Ravi, who bemidos, who she'ein roi la'odam lid of achrei tanugim. It's not kedai to go after luxuries. Aval yikeich mehem hachrechi levad. Just take what you need. Hello, Tira. What's the raya? She'etzel zeh mokom, right where this place was, where Yaakov slept, ha'yse'ir shema Luz. There was a city nearby called Luz. V'ye'evshel Yaakov she'yishkav sham, v'pa'as nita, u'v'damesek eris, if I'm pronouncing it right. He could have slept there. These are different interpretations of a bed. He could have gone into a bed nearby town Luz. He could have gone to the Luz Sheraton. And he was satisfied. He put a rack under his head. Also, it's better because the next morning, you know, do a whole checkout. Got nothing. Just throw up the racks and you're on your way. It startled me also. I mean, Yaakov, you know, I mean, I couldn't sleep on a rock on my head. Okay. But we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. Okay? Yaakov Avinu. So it sounds like there was a, this. I mean, they're all the same shmuzim. If you know, if you're not going to think, you know, have the same passion, all the shmuzim. But now here we are, Yaakov, just to see the routine, which seems like such a plain routine, that Yaakov is playing with all of these. But we have these challenges all the time, and it sounds like there was a challenge for Yaakov. Again, if it's noted as to learn from it, so then it was a challenge for him. If it wasn't, you know, if a person loves sleeping on rocks, I love a rock under my head. You know, some people like fluffy pillows, some people like flat pillows. And if Yaakov liked rocks, then there would be no Telelis here. What are you learning from here? He likes rocks, so that was the weather. People sleep on rocks in those days. I live on the ground, I know they have fancy houses. But yet it seems that in order for the Rabbah to have any meaning, this is how I think we learned in the Rabbah, that there's a Tawelis here. It's teaching us something. That means that Yaakov also, there was a challenge for him. Should I go check in at Motel 6 or wherever it is, Marriott? And Luz is right next door. The son is saying, I can get there. It wasn't shot that he couldn't get there. There was a hotel, there were beds. Or should I be mistafik b'mu'ud? And the chora that Yaakov Avinu was challenged by this. Maybe I should go and take a bed. No, I don't need it. I'll be mistafik. Yikach mehem ha'achrechi levad. Just live by what you need. That also is something that we have to wrestle with. Which things are luxuries, which things are not. But to realize that there is a desire to have something which is not what we need. But to exercise things that we need, just to mamash try mimavata on certain things, but not to give in to a life of luxury. It wouldn't be a life of luxury, a little more comfort. But he didn't need it. Okay, sometimes you need it. You have to be down on it, because we have a inclination to go after things that we don't need. And that seems to be the cheshbon here, to realize that we should live our lives by things that we need, not by things achrei hatanugim, the mosros, the extras. Each person has to determine what's considered extra, what's considered things that we need. And I don't think there could be one list. Every person's different. You know, if one person needs that, another person says he needs that, but there should be the cheshbon. There should be the cheshbon. What do I need? What do I not need? So just to chazer over. Number one was Anochi lo yadati. Even Yaakov felt he could have prepared himself more despite 14 years. Then there's the first Rabbag that's considered a shvach. They listened to his mother. Evidently, it was in the story not to listen, despite the fact that it was rational. What was the challenge? If it made sense, I'm suggesting that, you know, maybe came up with a better idea. It's hard to listen to somebody. The third, that he was fighting this need of aslus, even after the nais of Fritas Aderech, and even after the nevuah. Still, Vayashkim Yaakov, it says, Vayashkim Yaakov. Vayashkim Yaakov Abokir. Even after the Chalom, it's still holding that you have to teach us that there was some atzlus here to deal with. And lastly, that there's also, we want to speak of checking into the motel, to realize that we have to live by things that we need and not chase after Tanugim. Thank you.